Mike Rowe came to fame for the dirty jobs he was asked to perform. But how many times did those jobs really scare him? Plenty. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Most Americans are familiar with Mike Rowe and his show Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel through 2012. Each job was unique, dirty, and often frightening.
You can only be so scared. And I have been that scared many times. I was frightened in Hawaii. Washing windows in and of itself isn't scary, but doing it 500 feet in the air in a bosun's chair is very sporty.
One thing that made jobs scary was the lack of training time Mike and the crew received.
It's about 150 degrees in the dead sun with a bucket of suds and a squeegee, just hoping. Normally, the training period on that building is 1 year. My crew goes in, we get trained for 4 hours.
Changing a light bulb 600 feet up the Mackinac Bridge was scary. There are plenty of stories that fit that category, he says.
I tested a shark suit a couple of years ago, chainmail suit. Put on the suit, create a chum slick, let the sharks come, and then you jump in the middle of them and let them bite you. They dragged me to the bottom of the ocean and shook me like a tug toy. I was scared. I was with the inventor of the shark suit. He was scared, too.
That leads people to ask, did he have life insurance?
We didn't have any in the first season. We just couldn't get anybody to write it. Eventually, I think Lloyd's of London came along, and I got some sort of policy now. But I'm hopeful that I never have to file a claim because I'm suspicious that the thing actually exists.
Dirty Jobs was never intended to become a series. But after the first 3 shows, the amount of emails that his broadcast generated made it an easy decision to make his programming a regular part of the lineup. Traveling the Countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.